It's 25 to 1. People accused of murder should be acquitted if they can prove that they were forced to commit the offence. That's the recommendation today from the Law Commission, a group of lawyers who advise the government on changes in the law. They say the defence of duress could be used, for example, if the killer was himself threatened with death if he didn't do what he was told. We asked The Guardian's legal expert, Michael Zander, how it would work in court.
What they propose is that you should be able to say, if it's the case, and you can persuade the jury, that you really had no way out, that you were faced with the threat. If you didn't do what you were threatened with, you were going to be killed, or you were going to be seriously injured, or somebody else was going to be seriously injured, and there would presumably have to be some relationship between you and that other person, a member of your family. It wouldn't apply if you had put yourself willingly, voluntarily, into that situation. For example, by joining a terrorist organization where that kind of thing might be expected. So that wouldn't allow you then to raise the defense of duress.
But what would you actually have to prove to the court? Well, what you